Here's the general manager, Brad Treliving. Brad, right now, 13-9-1, 27 points, 2 points out of second. What do you think of your team's start to the season?
Well, it's been a little bit uneven, guys. We had some difficulty early on scoring. Found a way to get a little bit better in that area. And then had a little bit problem defending and keeping it out. I think, you know, the one constant for us is touch wood, our goaltending has been excellent. Mike Smith's been terrific for us from the start of the year. I think we're starting to settle in here. I think we've had stability on the blue line. And just sort of trying to figure out our forward mix here and get stabilized up front. But I think I think the last week to 10 days, last couple of weeks with the Detroit game aside, we've been relatively consistent and need to keep that going and find another level here, which I think we're capable of.
Brad, you don't have to figure out anything when it comes to Monahan, Gaudreau, and Ferland. They're as good as anybody out there.
Yeah, they're dialed in right now. Nick, they're, you know, Johnny just looks real dangerous. All three, Sean is I think just as lethal as anybody around the net. And I think Michael Ferland has been terrific. He's a big body, can skate, and I think people have seen recently that he's, you know, his ability to shoot, his ability to think the game with those two. He's a great complement on that line. And then, as I said, Johnny just looks like he's at another level. And one thing, you know, that was pointed out, and Glenn made a comment about it the other day, obviously that what they're doing offensively and how they're driving our group offensively, everybody sees, and the numbers are indicative of that. But, Glenn has really challenged them, specifically Sean and Johnny, and on both sides of the puck this year. And I think you see if they're playing against other teams' top lines. They're sound defensively, highly competitive, but really trying to play a strong 200-foot game and not just rely on scoring, but playing at both ends. So they've been terrific from day one.
Just a note on Ferland. Because I'm really impressed with him. Now, I was a little skeptical when it came to Jágr coming to your team, because if he wasn't typically what we've seen in his career, be that frontline guy, would he accept a lesser role deeper into the lineup? And I know the work that he's done off the ice and how he's helped Gaudreau. But for me, Brad, it's almost been watching Ferland go the moment he saw Jágr coming in, where he's just said, I'm not giving up this top line.
Yeah, no question.
He solidified their spot. He really has shown me that he solidified that spot on that line now.
Yeah, no question. And there's been some fits and starts with him in the past. I mean, even going back a couple of years, he sort of had a, you know, he had a little audition there, and it would be, you know, there'd be sort of some flash for a couple of games, and then it sort of leveled off. And then with about 20 games, 25 games or so, 23 games to go last year, he bumped up there. It was a game in Nashville and really stayed there for the rest of the year going into the playoffs. You know, again, this year, a little bit up and down. And you're right, he's, you know, probably a month ago got back in there and just, you know, it's like you said, made a decision that I'm not leaving here. And that's the one thing we've said about Furley since I've gotten here too, is his talent base is underrated. He's a big guy, can skate, and obviously physical and tough and all those things. But this guy scored close to 50 goals in junior one year. His shot is as good as anybody's on our team, and he's able to think with those with top end players. So it's always been just a matter of being consistent with Michael, and I think you're seeing it now. He's grabbing it and thinking and playing and believing he's a top player, which I think he is.
With your D-core, I know you bolstered it when picked up Hamonic, and there's lots of talk. We talk about your D-core. What's been your impression of that group this year so far?
You know, by and large, it's been pretty good, Colby. I think a little uneven. I think, you know, if you look at it right now, depending on, you know, all the different things you can measure and quantify, I think the Giordano Hamilton pair is as good as any pair as there is in the league. And then, you know, I think there's been an adjustment period with, you know, for the most part, it's been Brody and Hamonic playing together. And probably both guys would tell you there's point in times of they're in both individuals play can be better. I thought for the most part in this recent road trip, they're real good. I thought they were excellent in Colorado the other night. And it's sort of finding that chemistry. They both skate well. You know, I'd say Travis is more of a defender and DJ is a guy that can jump up and be a little bit more creative and join the attack. But we need them to be a stable pair. And then I think Michael Stone and Brett Kulak has really jumped in. Matt Barkowski's done a good job for us, but I think Brett Kulak has really solidified and grabbed that six hole right now with Mike Stone. So by and large, I think it's been a pretty good group, but coming into the year, we really felt this would be something that could anchor our team and solidify us. And we're hoping that there's another level there for the entire group.
Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving with us on Hockey Central at noon with Millard, Kiprios, and Armstrong. Two players that came into your team with there was some question marks on your roster this year anyway. Well, Mark Jankowski, who made the team, was recalled from Stockton, and Jaromir Jagr, and they've kind of found a bit of a team aspect to it. Just how do you assess their play and Jankowski? Is he up now for good?
Well, I think Mark's been real good, and I, you know, it's as we all know, you sort of live day by day in this business. But Mark is showing on a daily basis that he's, in my mind, an NHL player. You know, there's always a little bit of a leveling, so you know, he's certainly not in a situation where he can get comfortable where he's at, but. Just for a young player to think, you know, and be diligent on the details defensively as he is, and I think that's something obviously that builds trust with the coach. He's a big, long guy. He's got reach, and then also has got, you know, offensive instincts. So they've sort of found a little bit of chemistry there. You know, just before we went out on the road, they had a big game against St. Louis, but have generated a lot. Need to finish some, but they've generated a lot of chances. But I think his ability to think the game defensively. I mean, all the players. I think all young players when they come up, they really, and especially for a guy who's been an offensive player, they put a lot of pressure on themselves to produce offensively, and we need that. But what makes them stay and gives them an opportunity is if they're strong defensively and they build trust with the coach. And I think that's what Mark's doing. He's sound in his own end. He's getting much better on his draws and sort of that big long body in the middle is. I think he's got a tremendous career ahead of him.
And Jagr?
Yeah, I think Jarmer's. He's had some fits and starts here with us, just with you know, coming in, missing training camp, and then you know getting up to speed, and then getting injured. And then really probably the last eight or nine games, I guess it's been. I think they've sort of found some chemistry. You've got sort of the two young guys and Jankowski and Bennett with Yogs there. And I think they've found a little bit of chemistry. And he's starting to hit a stride a little bit. We're hopeful that they can keep going. Like I said, they've created. Now it's a matter of finishing some chances, and hopefully they're able to do that.
Off the ice with Jagr, Brad, you're seeing exactly what you were hoping for is a connection between a world champion like Jagr and some of your younger players?
Yeah, he's a hard guy not to sort of take cues from. You know, he's the work ethic and a lot of the things he did. What I found interesting, Nick, and just talking with him and a guy like Johnny, for instance, where it's just the mindset. I think he's really helped him talking about, you know, to be a top player in this league, you have the daily challenge to be great every day. And he talks to Johnny about that every day of just, you know, even when you're not feeling great, the, you know, top players need to impact the game on a regular basis, and that's how you become a top player. So you know what it's like those to be a top player. Yeah, obviously, there's a skill set that needs to be there, a God-given skill set, but there's a mindset that goes along with that, and I think that's where he spends a lot of time talking with our younger guys, that mindset of being great, not only in games, but the importance of being great in practice and thinking the game as a top player. So there's no question it's had an impact on our group.
Brad Treling chatting with us on Hockey Central and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet, the NHL Network.
Michael Backlund, third on your team in points, missed out on the Selke last year. What can you say about what you know, his play this year for your club? Once again, two-way centerman.
Yeah, he's a real. I think probably around the league, to me, he may be a real understated guy. And just like you said, I think if you look at our team over the past year and a half here, that line, and I think really led by Bax, is it's taken on a lot of the heavy lifting for us. You know, until recently, I think they get jammed with all the heavy matchups. There's all the defensive zone starts, and he's still playing way above, you know, he's keeping his head way above water. So he's a really important guy for us. He, on most nights, is taking a heavy match. We plays both sides of special teams. You know, there's few guys, I think, in the league that you look in every single situation, whether it be 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill, 3-on-3, 4-on-3, whatever the situation calls for, that they're one of the first over the boards, and Bax is that for us. So he's an important guy, and will continue to be for us. So we're hoping that him and that and his line can keep producing.
What are you going to do with your backup long term?
Well, we'll see. I mean, right now it was a couple things. Mike has played. Our schedule to begin was such that, you know, we'd had a couple of early back to backs, but not that difficult. And so, unfortunately for Eddie Lack, there wasn't a lot of games to be had. And I think with anybody, it's difficult. You go 2 months almost with playing one game or starting one or two games. It's difficult. So we wanted to get Eddie down. We think he's a quality NHL goaltender. Get him some time, allow him to get some reps. But we feel real comfortable in some of the young goaltenders that we have in the organization. That's an area that we've tried to build some depth in. And you know, from John Gillies, David Rittich, Tyler Parsons, three young guys that are now pro in the organization. We feel comfortable that, you know, first of all, we want to get a little look-see of what we've got in a guy like David, who's been real good in the American League level the last couple of years. You know, John Gillies is a top-end prospect we think is going to be a real good goaltender at this time. So the challenge is to see what you got there, but also make sure there's enough nets that they're all playing and developing. So it's a long way of saying we'll see, but we think we've got some depth here that can come in and when Mike needs a break, provide one for him. But as it is with all young players, you want them playing. You know, having guys sitting for an extended period isn't optimal. So we're going to try to keep them all busy and playing and seeing pucks.
You can get up and move it around now. Thanks for doing this tonight. You get the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight back home. Keep it going.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.